Good morning. Welcome into prayer time at 6 o'clock. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m., you have the opportunity to join me for prayer time, and you're doing that this morning. My name is Kenneth Hill. I'm General Manager of WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. WHCB needs your church news so we can let folks know about it. You need to send it to us on our website, whcbradio.org. whcbradio.org. Well, do you remember the difference between Christians and lost folks? Or we could say saved folks and lost folks. Well, lost folks are of no good to anybody. Oh, they may be nice to you. They may help you. I've had a lot of lost folks help me over the years, and I have been so thankful for their help. In fact, many times I've had lost folks be nicer to me than some Christians have been. And I'm not saying that to the shame of the lost folks. I'm saying that to the shame of the Christians. But I can tell you this, lost folks cannot give you directions. Well, not eternal directions. They can tell you how to get to Bluff City, but they can't tell you necessarily how to get to heaven, you see. They wouldn't be able to because they don't know themselves, or they would have taken that road. In chapter 5 of Matthew, Jesus talks about us, that is, Christians. He talks about two things. He talks about salt and light, and he says we are, that is, we who are Christians, we who are followers of Christ, are salt and life, light, salt and light. We're also life, but that's another story. Here in chapter 5, Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, is what it's called, he was talking about salt and light, and he said in chapter 5, verse 13, that ye are the salt of the earth. But when salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? How are you going to get any seasoning out of it? You're not. It's good for nothing but to be thrown out, trampled underfoot of men. So, wait a minute. If we're the salt of the earth, what does that mean? It means we're not to lose our flavor. We're not to lose our savor. We're not to lose our saltiness. Now, you've maybe studied this. If you have, bear with me. Salt has many properties. It's a preservative. It's a purifier. It has some antiseptic qualities. It enhances food. In fact, food without salt is sometimes very lacking in palatability. It cleanses wounds. In the Bible, it's used as a sign of hospitality. It's an emblem of the covenant. Now, in this verse, Christ is emphasizing that believers should make their presence on earth known in a positive way in their everyday life. If not, we're worthless and, well, we should be discarded. It's not saying we're going to be, but we should be. And then Jesus went on in the following verses 14 and 15 to tell us that ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do they light a lamp and put it under a basket or a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Now, we're salt, and we are light. True light is hard to hide. A city on a hill, a lamp in a house, both are there to illuminate and to disperse the darkness. Out on the ocean, on a dark night, a faraway lighthouse can be seen for many miles. In a dark room, the small candle can be seen throughout the room. They're made for the purpose of showing the way. And so believers, also, are made to show the way of salvation and must not be hidden or covered up. That's why we're like salt, we have to be savory, and we're like light, we have to be shining. We're told in verse 16 of Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Christ's admonition to let your light shine is for those who know him, to make known to those in darkness the path of salvation and heaven. Many times a believer is not careful to open his heart to the lost, and he doesn't let his light shine through. It's there, it's just hidden. And Christ is telling us not to hide our lights. And so it's important for us to understand that we are to be light and salt. Now, how are you doing on that? Well, we begin by seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things that the Gentiles seek and otherwise will be given unto you, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, and that's Christ speaking. We can't earn salvation. We can't earn redemption. We can't earn forgiveness. It's all given to us by God himself, by grace through faith, all in one package. We can thank God for it, receive his gifts through the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we are then to be salt and light. He gives us the authority, he gives us the power and the ability to be salt and light, and we must then be that. We can't just stand on the sidelines. We have to be involved in the fray, being salt and being light. Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder from Matthew chapter 7 about being salt and light. Help us today to do that very thing, to be salt and light to those to whom we come into contact. Now, Father, we ask that you would accept our thanksgiving, our praise, our adoration for your wonderful goodness to us, for your love that never fails. We thank you. Now, Father, we ask for your provision for us personally, for this ministry, for our listeners, for our folks that we've not even met yet that we're going to be meeting today. We ask your special provision for each one of them. We thank you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.